on, if I might, the one we got scheduled. It's supposed to be here at 10:45, Cortez. You had it up, and you can look around, and I think we've got a little issue. Got his lot on it, 71,000. There's another neighbor that's 35, another neighbor that's in the 20s. And I think it's out of line. They've smoked it.
But that, is that these folks?
No, that's, these are the right. That's right. Correct?
That's correct, right.
You're right, that's right.
My wife wouldn't say that.
Yeah, you might be able to call him.
But did you not say they were supposed to be here?
Mark in person.
Yes.
There's a phone number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the name of that? That's that same. Yeah.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we were calling regarding an appeal you had in front of the Board of Equalization this morning. If you would, if you could call into the county clerk's office, perhaps we could reschedule a time to chat with you at 546-7249. Thank you.
Well, let's look at the lot and the adjacent lots there, if they're open lots, and see if we can make some sort of.
Are you going to have a recommendation on this, John?
Sure.
Go ahead, sir.
Again, we've got, it's on, it's 71,910. There's a good picture of it. If you look at the one just to the north of it, we've got it on at 35,425. If you go to the south of it, we're at like, I think it's 25,000. 27,250. My gut says that those around it are valued every bit high enough and maybe a little too high. He's asked for an $18,000 value on his lot. And I haven't driven by there for some time, but as it generally is in a subdivision, the lots that are left after a number of years are not the easier built on lots. So I would suggest some place from the 27,250 of the neighbor that's built on to the 18,000 that he's requested. He bought the lot, I believe, on an arm's length transaction for 18,000. And I'd say again, because it's not most desirable lot. There you go, we do have a statement. I think a fairly recent purchase, dates there someplace.
6/13.
Oh, 6/13. And memory serves me right, it was through a realtor.
I wouldn't care to move it to, I was going to recommend $30,500 before Chuck mentioned those, because I was looking at those other comps and looking at the size of the lot. But you said 27.5 was what the neighboring lot was on for?
27,250.
Yes.
But it's a square, I mean, it's a better lot.
It's a better lot, and as a general rule, when we got a house on it, the land value sometimes goes up a little bit on top.
Right. Looks like they have a small cleared off area on the lot that's buildable. Probably the rest of it might not be as desirable.
My guess is it drops off pretty good there.
Probably pretty good. That's all the way there.
I want to make a motion that we set it at 27.5, or 27, what is it, 250. That's my motion, 27,250.
Is there a second?
I second.
Motion is made and seconded to establish the value of BOE 2014-115 at 27,250. Excuse me. Discussion?
I think it's a little high.
Well, argue your point. Based upon the configuration of the lot?
Well, yeah, just because, again, it's not as usable. The lot right below it is 27. It's the same price you just made the motion.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one underneath there?
Super?
Yeah. One underneath it's a 26.5. Both of those are square.
And they're built on.
The lot that we're talking about is not... like you said, there's that level point up there, but you still, it comes to a point, I don't know that it's, the usage isn't there as much as it is on a squared off lot because of it being a triangle. So I don't know that.
But just going off the comparables that they had on the other two lots is all I was doing.
Do you think that? Oh, I don't. I mean, yeah, I know.
I mean, we're dropping it more than 50%.
Is that 71,000 now?
Yeah, it's at 71,000, and before I looked, as I looked at the area, I thought at 30,500 was what I was going to originally recommend. Then he had the comparables of 27.5, and so I thought that would probably give us something to go off of. We had two comparables, 126.5, 127.5.
I appreciated your comments. I think they were excellent. Again, my thing, 27 was the tops, and I would, if I was pushing, I'd push more towards his 18. I think it was a legitimate sale. I got a sense that for every bid high enough on those lots, and maybe a little bit too high, mm-hmm. the ones we're comparing to.
Per square foot. Those other lots are considerably smaller, and even the unbuildable part of that, I haven't been out there in years. I used to know someone that lived up in that area.
In the one south of the other side. Pretty nice looking house. Maybe you could get him to make kind of a compromise there, Brandon.
Have you ever dealt with Danny?
I have seen it.
Then you should.
Possible.
Then you should know the answer. To that.
Where are we at, gentlemen? I'm sorry.
What?
There's a motion on the floor.
There was a motion, but
27,250.
But Brandon and I, and we're here to work to equalize.
You feel it should be somewhat less.
Well, I don't know that it should be the same as the lot below it. And I'm not necessarily saying the 18,000, but I'm thinking 24, 23.
All I was using was a comparables, so I don't know much what else to do. I'll go off of the recommendations, I guess, are, and although this lot square footage wise is
quite a bit bigger than the other one.
It's almost three times what the other lot is.
What about compromise? 25.
Well, I withdraw my motion. If
you rescind your motion, you rescind your second. Will you make a different motion?
No, I'll let somebody else.
Will you make
it.
A different motion, sir? For 25. Mm-hmm. Are you going to come back higher than where Dan was?
Got a real nice home built on it, though.
It's about three times the size. I'd say, Dan, you're probably closer to being accurate. What did you say, 27?
27,250, just what the other lot was, even though it's bigger. I took in the fact that probably it's not as much buildable side on it. But it does set across the street from a very...
Dan, will you restate your original motion?
My original motion was to set the value at...
27,250? Is that your current motion?
I'll make that as a current motion.
Second? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Values established at 27,250 for BOE number 2014-115. Let's move to 2014-116. Shelby Wright Revocable Living Trust. How are you folks?
Fine.
Would you like to join us?
Pardon?
Is this theirs? Are you up next?
They're right.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm right. You're right. Would you like to come up to the podium? How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Excellent.
Oh, you did?
Okay, we are 04. 04. Thank you. We are at Branson Hills Development?
That's correct.
I'm assuming that's a golf course lot, if I could have a picture of it up there.
It is.
Yes, that is correct.
What information would you like to give us, sir? That
well, according to Charlie Gerken's sales out there in that development, those lots have went down in value considerably. And if you have the sheet I've presented for information, yes, the ones that's on Pinehurst Drive on the same street as our lot, you can see what those sales have done in the last 3 years. And I think mine's on the books at $69,000. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And I was hoping to get them, get it lowered and comparable to what the actual selling value is.
Mr. Hausman, we set these lots earlier in the BOE, and we reset the value of the golf course lots versus the other lots. And I can't you'll have to refresh my memory on what we did, but we did. Yeah, we did 40,000 on the golf course and 25 on the ones that were off the golf course. And those were established on a mass unit appraisal. Is your lot, does it have any factors that might enter into like steepness, obsolescence factors, or anything like that, or is it a nice level?
Well, it does fall off in the back, and there's a bumper of trees between it and the golf course, probably 30 feet maybe. Well, maybe more than that. Well, you can see there.
Yeah.
There's very few of those lots out there that's level.
Yeah.
Most of them do have some kind of
right.
drop off.
Right.
When we purchased that lot, we were hoping that it would be desirable enough to build a one level home on, but as I talked to different builders, they did not recommend it. It said it, the way it dropped off, it'd be a tremendous amount of expense to bring it up to level to do a one-level home, that it would really need a walkout basement. And at our age, we just didn't. That's what we were trying to get away from.
To avoid.
Yes, correct.
Would the board consider the fact that he's actually got a buffer between him and the golf course? It's a golf course.
That's right. It's not set right on the.
Not viewable from.
That's correct.
The golf course.
What's your recommendation, Dan?
Well, I would set it somewhere between in the middle of the 40,000 and the 25, and. Hi.
These are two that you said at 40,000. It was the Thompson Family Revocable Trust back on July 3rd.
Right.
Right. We said those at 40,000, but they were right on the golf course. I was just wanting to split it somewhere in the middle because it's.
Pick it then. That'll start the discussion.
A 32.5.
Danny suggested we look at 32.5, gentlemen, on this.
That's not a motion. I'm just.
I know.
It's discussion.
Any
Would that be acceptable to you, sir?
What, 32.5?
Yes.
Well, I still think it's a little high compared to what the sales are.
Right.
What's justified the actual value of Mark. Of course, I appreciate any help you give me.
Well, we're trying to.
I understand.
Trying to make an adjustment. We did. We set this golf course or this development community, as we do other development communities. We try to set a number that, and then if they come in with an obsolescence factor, then we adjust accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using that number of 40,000 and giving you a 7,250. I'm splitting the difference both ways because you are considered a golf course lot, but you can't have a view. So that's the reason I'm doing this the way that I'm doing it. And I would just like your opinion on that because I.
Well, this was at, if I'm not mistaken, last year.
69.
But originally started 75 before it was lowered to 69.
Right, we lowered it from 75 to 69. Mm-hmm. But I can see that you have, not like the house beside you, where you have a clearing where you can see the golf course.
Right.
And you give $120,000 for it.
Yes, sir.
Right. And we're trying to make the adjustment accordingly to everyone there, so I, Chuck, what would be your opinion upon what I have said and what he's making a presentation to us as the fact of trying to be fair?
I'd have to go back and look at his sales again. Can you pull those back up, Christy? Rhonda gave you this couple of three that we got that are in there. The fourth one up, it's a golf course lot that we got, had a sale in December of 13 at $12,000.
Your stats are a little better than what Charlie's offered. I see a 28.5, a 25, 21, but I see some others that are down that are comparable to this as well.
We got the fifth one up in December of 12. It's evidently a golf course also. Got in on 69 and it sold for 21. Frankly, I'd say you're taking a lot. Sid factor out there.
That's what people are trying to. That's what people are trying to get away from on the sales. Is the Sid, and I understand that.
Yeah, yeah, they're hitting us pretty hard on that. I think on this particular lot is $1,528.20 Sid tax, which I don't think there's a whole lot we can do about that. But and I'm sure that's not y'all's part, but hopefully I can.
Sure. Do you have a figure for us?
Not exactly, but this goes back to my giving the same answer I gave before. We've got a number of developments with lot values. This is the worst one, of course, by the Sid, because of the Sid, that we're going to have to look at the our information for 15 to revalue them all in 15. I've kind of put off.
The problem is, and it's an unfortunate one, but the problem is you've got houses being built. I think there's four or five houses that I know of that are being built, and they're $500,000, $750,000 homes on similar lots. So it does. It makes it a hard one to kind of.
When we see the house go on there, then we have to value it.
Right.
You know, we had one recently that. So that changes what that lot is when it gets that house on there. But there's such a supply and demand. There's such a supply of them that it just really lowers the value of them. Plus the sit on top of that.
Danny, would you do 25?
Well, that's.
I got a comment. I live on in a Point Royal, and I don't. My home's not on the golf course, and the land is at $30,000. Golf course people on the golf course are at $30,000. The people down on the lake are at $30,000. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, how someone on the lake and on the golf course is the same. It's me, not on the golf course.
I've seen that since I've got the job, and I see some inequity there that needs to be seen.
I'm trying to figure out, you know, where you come from.
Well, what Brandon's requesting is 25, which would put him at what we value the off golf course lots, which the trees being in there and everything, and I would consider that, Brandon, if that's.
I'm just looking at recent sales. There was one for $25,000, there was one for $28,500, and there's one for $12,000.
Well, those are the 28 and 25 are more desirable lots, which is probably, I don't know these particular lots, but that Pebble Beach lot at $28,000. Is probably got a clear view sitting right on the golf course, which would make it a more desirable lot. And it might be even on the lake part, I don't know.
I don't know if he made the motion. I don't know.
Are you making a motion, Brandon?
It's actually off Pinehurst and Beth Page.
Pardon?
The lot I was just talking about for 28.5 was off of Pinehurst.
I don't think it's on my sheet.
It's not. It's one, two, three lots down and one and then across the street. Move to set the value of $25,000. Or BOE number 2014-116.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Motion's made and second to establish BOE number value of 2014-116 at $25,000. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We finished?
Yeah, the county clerk will be sending you a notice of that in just the next few days.
Okay.
And that will be applicable to this year.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Is that the last that we have before lunch?
Correct.
Is Chuck, did you want to go back to that one that you
if
had?
If you'd like, let's take do time, that. We could do Andrew Driscoll.
Yes, sir.
I think he's on our schedule for Tuesday, and we saw him Monday because the schedule what, changed on
what
him.
What date was that on Tuesday? Help me out.
It would have been the second, wasn't it?
Thank you.
The second was Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that's the reason it came in?
Mm-hmm. He was going from 100 and some to 500 or something?
Let's see.
Yes. Yes, it was new construction. Of course, we can't raise value this year unless there's new construction. And it was evidently a basement, just a basement, and he's built on top of it. And Christy can show you the pictures that they took this morning.
Are we sure that that's the same?
I'm with you, Brendan, because that's not what he described as he stood before us. He said that he had a metal carport that he...
If you go back, Christy, that one, sorry. Okay, if you look, Danny, at the deck up there,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like it was a metal carport that he's built onto over to the right of where the cursor is.
Right
see
there?
Right there. I think that's the carport that he's talking about.
Yeah, he said he'd enclose one, and I bought it.
Yep. And that other part's the concrete he put underneath it where it looks like the framing coming down.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're right below it.
The door and the four windows there, and yeah, that other door, I assume, is the basement that he...
Well, he should have done a good job.
Yes, he has done a good job.
I said he shouldn't have done as good a job.
What do you
well, for taxes, he shouldn't have. Pardon me?
I would say that's worth
$32,000. Mm-hmm. Again, I haven't been by there just going on the pictures I took this morning. It looks like whatever we got it on for.
Uh-huh. That's what I was thinking.
What's the value that it is on for?
Come.
$54,764. Chuck, do we... leave it at that value? Do we lower it? Do we raise it?
That looks like it has central heat in there.
Yeah.
Can you show the other pictures too, please?
I couldn't. I don't have any information to lower it. I've got to trust that Kenny and Roger, they remeasured it.
Look, that's a good picture right there. That is a
carport.
Yeah.
And
it does have new windows.
And you go out, did you go out and verify? She's appraiser, right?
Yeah. Rhonda, I haven't actually seen the property. I'm just looking at the pictures like you guys
okay.
are.
Okay, I thought maybe you had went out and looked
Kenny
at it.
Kenny and Roger went back. They did the new construction assessment. And then they went back out this morning to be sure we were on the right page. They remeasured and looked at it. And again, we go by the cost approach, and I'm comfortable that we've got a good value on the cost approach.
How much square footage is it? I'd like to see all the pictures.
Didn't see all the pictures?
That's the city code.
Go over there and get Christy.
On building?
I'm going to
make
a recommendation that we follow the assessor's recommendation and deny.
Motion's made and seconded to deny.
That's not too much, is it?
Is there a discussion?
You think that's too high?
No.
I don't
think. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carries.
I've spoke to the attorney again yesterday, and I don't know if the board or the clerk wants to get something from them in writing, but what I heard him say was they don't care to come through the board.
So
they want to drop their appeals.
Are they not going to? Can they do that? I think that we have, if they present it to us, we have the option of deny, right?
You can deny, of course. I would, just the way I would be more comfortable if they, and I can call him and ask him to do that, to send you all a notice that they want to cancel their appeal, that they're comfortable with what we're doing in our office. What he told me was we don't need to go through BOE, period. But before you deny it, I would like...
We have to make a decision one way or the other. We can increase, decrease, or
deny.
Leave the same. Deny.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm not tracking, Chuck. I don't
okay.
mean to be rude.
I'm 100% clear, sure that I'm clear that he does not want the board to act on the appeal. But should the board have that, should the clerk hear that he wants to cancel that appeal instead of coming through the assessor?
Even for those that cancel, we have traditionally voted to deny, correct? That's
okay.
She has always said, I need a decision. That's where I'm coming from.
Again, you all can do what you like, but it seems to me I would be more comfortable if the gentleman called the clerk and said, I cancel my appeals. Or
if we deny it, though, he can either take it and go to
but he can always go to
or he can say... He's happy with it and not go any further. So essentially we're doing the same thing, are we not? Only we're giving him more options.
Okay. If he canceled and we didn't have a decision, then...
If he can't go to state action.
That's a good point.
So we're giving him more options by...
That's a good point. And I'll take whatever he comes. So that sounds like a good plan. We have worked with him. We still don't have all the figures. He's still supposed to get us more figures for this year. They've not been real good at getting us information, this and that. So, but that's a good plan, sounds like to me. I would remove my other suggestion.
Motion to deny.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second to deny BOE appeal numbers 2014-1111, 112, and 113. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Do you remember which day that was?
July 3rd.
On July 3rd, same day? No, no. I've got that. That's dash 73.
Question of whether the house was on that parcel or not.
Yeah.
got a couple more if you want to take time.
Can you take a quick look at 2014-73? Christy just brought that up. That was on July 3rd. It was Steve Creedon. He had said that there was not a house on the parcel of property. We were looking at moving it to a $5,000 value. You were going to see if there was, or confirm what he had said.
Apologize, I haven't got that done.
Okay, let's hold it then, Christy. Go ahead, Chuck.
We've got a couple of occupancies that we need to add on. Since books are already closed, these are two occupancies they've done. Same old thing, occupancy, when they're occupied, we put the value on for the percentage of the year instead of the whole year. And the book, so we need to abate the old value that's on the 2014 book. And we need to add this new value on that's got the house on it for percentage of the year.
So rather than abate, we're just going to increase the value, correct?
I don't know, Christy.
Yes.
We can just increase it in BOE. We don't have to make
it. In BOE, it's different.
All right. So we just need to increase the value.
Have you got some property numbers?
We've got two of them, yes, sir. 06-70-25-000-00-019-014. We need to increase the value to 170-399. Assessed would be 32,380. These are both in Emery Creek, if you're curious.
Christy, do you have a BOE number we can give that? Okay. Is there a motion to increase BOE number 2014-144 to 170,399 as recommended by the assessor?
How?
This is through occupancy.
What's the existing improvements on there at 67,000?
Have a correction. This is a case where it was on occupancy for 2013, 50% of the year, whatever the case. This is putting it on at full value. I wasn't full speed ahead there. And the program we have does not do that automatically. If it does, we don't know how you do it automatically. And so we have to check each one of those, and we're actually asking for a report that we can go by and verify that we catch all of those. Did that answer your question, Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a motion to accept the assessor's recommendation?
Move to assess the value at $170,399 on BOE number 2014-144.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Again, the next one is the same subdivision, same situation. The number is 06-70-25-000-000. -019.013. The value on it is 173,596 with an assessed of 32,980.
Give me that number again, I'm sorry. What was the assessed value or the total value?
173,596.
Is this 50 to 100 also, or is it?
Sorry, I don't have the percentage that it was on.
But it is an increase.
It was an occupancy. Ron just saying, yes, they were both 50%.
I'm going to give that a number of 145. Move to set the value at 173,596 per recommendation of the assessor on BOE number 2014-145.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Third and last one, we've got one that the garage and the double-wide mobile home is burned. We need to take the those structures off. Okay. So we've got a parcel number 09-3.0-08-001-010-021.000. And this one we've got I only have the assessed value. They did not break it out, but it's a half a year, 6 month kind of thing, burned down, I guess, in June or July, just recently. And so we've got for a half a year of the improvement plus the land value, and the assessed value is $6,240.
So the appraised will be?
Should be 32,868.
So you would divide that by 19 and take it by 100, I'm guessing, if it's residential.
It's residential, correct.
I think you should quadruple it just because it's...
What value did you come up with, sir?
Well, what
was
your...
You divide by 19 and take down to 100?
Yeah.
I got 32,842.
I got 32,868, so... Well, what I did is I took the improvements divided by two and added back in the land. So we'll use yours. What was it?
32,842.
Move to set the value of the BOE number 2014-146 at
32,842. Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the value at 32,842 on 2014-146. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
I got a sharp staff. This just burned 2 days ago. They saw it and they went by and looked at it yesterday. Their power site.
With no objection, we'll stand in recess until 1:00.